Hi, this is Jerry and Lisa for Blockchain Is Us. Today, I'd like to talk about moving from ID Shield to ID Shield Plus. ID Shield Plus is the new version of ID Shield. It has a few enhanced
features,
but it's easy, but everybody has to convert over. So really what we want to do is just give a short tutorial on how to do it. Okay, you remember it, Lisa?
You have to go to idshield.cloud and put in your last name and zip code. And then you, of course, have to, have get your username, come up with a username and password. Some things from your old account, your old ID Shield, transferred over. Some things did not. Like I had to put in all my credit card information. So I'm sure a lot of people got emails from the company. They sent them out notifying you that you migrated over. Well, some things transferred over, like your social, your address, your name, of course, but your credit card didn't.
It's a good time to really update your credit cards.
Yeah.
And get rid of the old ones, put in the new ones. So, in reality, it's like a identity check.
Yeah, it is. So, don't forget your email addresses, your bank account number, your passport number, your health number. I asked what national something. It's a number, national health number. It's like a Medicaid or Medicare number. It's a 10-digit number. If you want to do the vault, which is where you put all your password codes in, and then you only need one passcode. I asked about that. Go to idshield.com, and I'm going to spell it. S is in Sam, P is in Peter, L is in Lisa, I is in Igloo, K is in Katie, I is in Impossible, T is in Thomas, and Y is in yes.com. It's called Splickety. That's the vault. That's where you put in all your web stuff for your protection. I guess that's it.
Well, it takes a little bit of time, but it's a necessity to do it because the coverage has changed.
Oh, the app has changed too.
Yes,
a different app.
Yeah, and when you're done doing changing all the stuff on, you have to do this on a fixed computer too.
On a what?
Desktop computer.
Yeah, you can't do it on your phone.
You can't do it on your phone. So once you do that, then you can go back to your phone or tablet and install the new ID Shield Plus app. That's in your app store, Android store, yeah, wherever you're, yes. And install that, and then you use the same password and username that you started with. I just want to remind everybody that has to be done. It has to be done this month. So if you're listening and you're an ID Shield member, you probably already have the email to tell you to do it, but it's one of those things that you have to take the time to do it. And naturally, the sooner the better. While you're thinking of it, do it, and then it's done. Again, it's an identity checkup. So you make sure your credit cards and all your numbers are correct, and that's the bonus part about it.
Yeah, if you have questions, you could always call the company.
Yep.
And their number is 888-494-8519. And they're there Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. Well, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. So if you're in the East, of course, that's 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And what else, Jerry?
Well, that's about it. So just go and do it, and do it soon. That's the ID Shield Plus app. And till next time, this is Blockchain Is Us, Lisa and Jerry saying have a great day.